Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Art of a Man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast an unidentified worker at the Jamaica Zoo, located in Haiti. Visitors there, they were treated to a show when our honoree, he's an employee there, he put on a bit of a show for them with an adult male lion. And if you've ever been to a zoo, you know that half the times you want to see the big cats, they're snoozing or doing something other than entertaining, all right? Mm-hmm. They're generally nocturnal creatures. Well, the lion, it was awake, it was on the other side of the fence, as it should be. And that's when the employees started clapping at it, calling out to it, and a bunch of people are there with their cell phones out, recording the whole thing, kind of ooing and awing. And the lion actually responded pretty playfully enough, casually swatting back at the guy. The employee, he actually put his hands through the bars, petted the side of the lion's face for a minute. He even touched its teeth, and the crowd is eating this up. Well, eventually, like any major mammal, the lion finally growled a warning, but our hero, he kept up the show, entertaining the onlookers, who all had their phones out filming the whole thing. The good news for us is they kept filming when the lion, tired of our honoree, bit into his hand and held our screaming friend against the cage. So I want you to picture a lion on one side, your hand in its mouth, and now this lion is pulling backwards. Okay, so the dude is screaming, as any human would do. He has now put both feet up against the fist and is pulling to get his hand out of the lion's mouth. Now, I don't know if you call this a win or a loss. He did get his hand out of the lion's mouth, just not with all five fingers. The lion kept the ring finger.
A little bit of an appetizer there for the lion.
Oh, yeah, and when you watch the video, I believe we posted it.
Yes.
Is it up there?
Yeah, okay. It's right there.
So you can watch the video. And at the very end of the video, when you see the guy pull his hand away, you'll see the big, like, saliva string from the lion's mouth.
That's not saliva.
It's a real quick thing, and you realize what that string is coming out of the lion's mouth.
And it's at least 15 seconds that he's got his hand in that lion's mouth.
And also,
the lion's got his finger in his hand.
No one attempts to help this guy.
They don't care.
But you will see everyone. So the person who's filming it, they also film all the other people still filming it. Not one person tried to help.
Also, his right hand. Yeah. So I'm assuming just based on the numbers game that that's the one he needs.
88% chance.
I agree you should try to help, but that's a tough one.
You can get behind him and try.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
The lion is still in the cage.
Right.
He just put his hand in the cage.
Yeah, that's why you don't do that, in case you didn't know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played.
Bite me.
Go and bite
me. Eat it.
All right, here's your story. A product that sent more than two dozen children home and Camden schools to hospitals is being pulled from school cafeterias statewide. This is in New Jersey. They're saying, I can't even pronounce this word, but a kind of sanitizer was found in food in several schools, prompting health officials to call for a statewide emergency to recall it. In a statement, the company behind the product said, quote, a food-grade sanitizer diluted with water was inadvertently introduced during production. There's a chemical smell associated with the product, and they say nothing is more important, blah, 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 all the right things you're supposed to say. What you need to know is at least 25 students were admitted to hospitals after a non-toxic consumable sanitizer was discovered. Spokesman for the district said that more than 30 students from four schools were sent to two area hospitals following the discovery of the colorless substance on a Wednesday morning. Some were puking, etc. Well, a tweet from the district shortly after noon said no students are currently ill, but they were sent to the hospital as a precaution. The question is, what was the product that these kids unwittingly consumed? Was it their tots, their milk, their burgers, or their cheese? So tots, milk, burgers, or cheese, this particular product made it into one of those. The kids consumed it and started getting sick.
How old were the kids? What grade?
You know what I mean? It just says school cafeteria, so I think it's probably K through 12. Okay.
What were my choices again?
So, your kids' favorites from lunch. Tots, milk, burgers, or cheese?
I don't really know. What do you guys think?
It's a sanitizer. I don't know why they put sanitizers on food. I'm going cheese.
Yeah, I just feel like in cheese, you would taste something weird in it. Whereas like a burger is kind of cooked. It's a schoolhouse burger.
There's so much stuff. There's a bun. There's cheese. There's a patty. There's lettuce. So how would you know?
But in the end, I'm going to go milk. Because I feel like whatever the meal is, kids like to drink milk.
Okay.
Yeah, that does sound about right. I'm going to go with milk as well.
Milk Anthony it up.
So Ted and Anthony on the milk train. Okay, we're going to find out what got those kids sick. Was it tots, milk, burgers, or cheese next?
That was a tea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories by me on profile. That's two dozen children in New Jersey had to be sent home after a sanitizer accidentally put in their food. Four different schools. Some kids were puking and all that. The question is, what did they all eat that the sanitizer, I guess, was accidentally put in?
Yeah.
So was it tater tots, milk, burgers, or cheese?
And Anthony, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. Miles Montgomery, you went cheese.
I went with cheese.
Oh, please. It was not cheese, glorious cheese. And Anthony, you agreed with E.T. Smith and went milk.
Milk.
Yes,
nice.
Oh, yeah. Here's my question.
Yes.
Of all the options I gave you, milk's the only one that is sealed, at least as my memory serves. It's sealed when you got it. How did this product get into, you know, I'd get it if you spilled it in the tots. I get
That's
it
why
if
I was
you spilled
thinking
it.
Cheese.
Right, I'm just like milk seal, but somehow this stuff ended up in the milk.
I'm just assuming it showed up like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because even all those things, like, I don't know. I just have a hard time seeing all the kids at a school eating the same exact lunch, but I bet they would. A lot of them would all drink milk.
Sure.
That was my thought process.
Yes. Well, it worked for
kids
it.
Love milk.
Dummy.
I like chocolate milk now. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choice, you got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers to help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Top Gun Maverick is out, and according to people that have seen it, the action movie is incredibly tense. People haven't felt that tense in a movie theater since someone coughed.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
I've seen the movie, and the action is incredible. The last time I felt that tense at a movie theater, it was because someone coughed.
Khloe Kardashian has gone on the record to say while she's had a nose job, the accusations of a facelift are just wrong. Yeah. And somewhere in heaven, Joan Rivers just laughed.
Myers. Ted Smith.
Smith!
Yeah, yo. She just looks a lot different.
She also said OJ's not my dad.
She did.
Okay. OJ went, huh? Why not pay all the child support?
Army says that Top Gun Maverick was released in theaters across the country after a three-year delay. When they heard, even Spirit Airlines was like, damn, respect.
Myers. Yeah, Seth Myers.
That's Fallon.
Top Gun Maverick was released in theaters across the country. That's right. It is finally out after a three-year delay. Yeah, when they heard, even Spirit Airlines was like, damn, respect.
Arby's has announced they now have a burger on its menu for the first time in its history. But people don't go to Arby's because they want a burger. They go to the Arby's because everything else is closed.
Jesus. I'll say Seth Myers.
Myers. That's Seth.
The fast food chain Arby's announced yesterday that it will add a hamburger to its menu for the first time in its history. But people don't go to Arby's because they want a burger. They go there because everything else is closed.
You know, that's Seth Myers. I wouldn't talk trash in the Arby's like that.
I disagree with him. When I see an Arby's, I get excited.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Also, I will say this. Again, going back to TV, the Foods That Built America, I watched the whole thing on Arby's, and it's just wild that they have a burger because their whole thing is, like, the episode was literally Arby's and Taco Bell.
Right.
And burger chains are blowing up. So both these dudes try to find something that's not a burger. So I find it kind of ironic that Arby's has a burger. Now, everybody I've talked to that has it, one person, Brett, but I trust him, says the burger is delicious. I would also say that it's funny because Taco Bell at one point, people forget, had a burger.
Did it?
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised Arby's doesn't have a hot dog. Just
they
to
have,
separate.
I mean, they have everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering. I'm like, and I get it. Arby's, good job, right? We're all talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if that's going to stay that long.
Apparently, their Reuben is good. So, like, they have some deli sandwiches. Their wraps are good.
Did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a whole menu. But
they got the meats.
They got the meats. They're putting it down. I don't know. I just found that one funny. I was like, man, I just watched that special on Arby's and Taco Bell, and their whole point is we don't have burgers. But yet, they've both tried it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when KFC tried Kentucky fried, what was it, like Kentucky meatloaf or something, or roast beef. Yeah, you probably forget that happened.
I do,
yeah. They probably want you to.
Kentucky beef.
Kentucky beef.
Her name's Tammy.
All right. So, you know, listen, I love chugging a beer. But one of the things that you watch sports on TV now, it's become kind of a thing. And I want to say it was some football players or hockey guys at another city's event, right? Like another sporting event, right? So sometimes, like when the Sonics were in town, you'd see Seahawks at the games.
Sure, yeah.
They put them on the Jumbotron.
Or like Aaron Rodgers, who could not chug a beer.
Right, okay, so that's what I'm getting. It's kind of become a thing that that people will chug beers on camera.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally for. Shout out to Chad Marshall after Scarves Up. He put down two of them. So this one's kind of interesting. This guy's a fan. And the foul ball lands in his beer.
Inside out, fourth foul. He just provided the greatest additive to a beverage. The baseball landed in a beer cup, and he just housed the whole beer with the ball in the cup. Oh, so, the deliciousness that is game-used beer.
Now, I have seen people who have a baby in their arm catch a ball with one hand.
Yeah.
And then hand the baby off and chug a beer. So the cup was in the beer holder, which is in front, behind the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
The ball, he missed the ball. It just happened to land in the cup. I'm like, all right, I'll give you credit for chugging the half beer,
But if you'd have made the catch and then chugged the beer, even if it, you'd have fumbled it because you had the beer in your hand, didn't have the beer in your hand.
So here's my question.
That was the luck of the draw.
I'm not worried about how the ball ended up there. Would you chug beer? Like, that ball's been
put. Oh, yeah, totally.
All those sweaty hands.
It's touched hands. It probably has rosin on it. That's been the big argument going around. People are like, it looked cool, but would you actually still chug that beer?
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. In baseball.
I know where it's been, but yes.
Everything's off the table. As far as eating, whatever you eat, whatever you do. There's a reason that you sit there and you chew the strings on your glove, which has been in the dirt, which has been in a bag.
Because they're salty.
They're salty and delicious. You chew the leather on
it's
your
like
glove.
It's like pre-jerky.
It really is.
Right, so but that you do that when you're playing baseball.
Yeah. So you're willing.
That guy's in the stance. He's probably already had a snack.
Would you have not chugged the
ball itself as part of that process?
Well, I mean, I would have chugged it, but I'm a degenerate.
Yeah, me too. I'm a baseball player.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I would chug it. I feel like you almost have to. Like, a ball just landed in my beer.
You can.
You got.
I mean,
chug
you could
it.
Easily pick it out and then chug it.
No. Mm-hmm. You got. He made the right move.
You chug it.
But there is, you know, there's people right now going like, oh, that is so gross.
His wife's probably like, I'm not kissing that now.
And then pro tip, you hand that ball to the closest child in your vicinity.
Maybe.
You don't need that. You don't need a foul ball. If Barry Bonds hits the home run that takes him above, you know, Hank Aaron, yeah, and you want to keep the ball and you want to sell it, you want to make a profit, good for you. There's a reason you bought those seats. If it's a foul ball from Joe Schmo that lands in an area, take the ball.
It landed in my beer, though.
Take the ball as an adult. Find the nearest kid, hand the ball to him, make his day.
I like the spirit, but also like...
It landed on my beer. Different.
Yeah, it's his ball.
I still got a
and there might be a kid. That guy might have a kid at home.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Right, like, I'm sure, you would do it. I would do it, but I'm just saying, like,
what kind
I don't
of jerk
know.
Dad goes to the baseball game, doesn't take his kid. That's the whole point. When you,
but I'm just saying, like, know, not everybody. Right, like, right, they, you see right. It when kids are trying for a ball and the adult gets it. You're like, all right, here you go, kid. I mean, that landed in his beer. Also, like, we got in trouble once at a game. It was a soccer ball landed in our section, and we all touched it, poured some beer on it. We didn't really think about it, but we threw it back, and the ball kid's like 12.
Oh, so he poured beer on a soccer ball?
Well, it had been years since one had been hit into our section, and that was like our thing for good luck.
Yeah.
If we ever, it was kind of like one of those jokes.
It was understood.
You would just say over and over, if one comes up here, whoever, right, because we used to have a group of 12 of us that went, whoever grabs the ball, you turn around, put it in the center of the group, we'll all touch it, pour some beer on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Seemed like a funny thing, and then we threw it back, so it was like, dude, the ball kid's 12. You guys just threw a beer-covered ball.
Nice, look at his hand.
Right? And like, he's hammered.
So that's what I'm saying. But I was like, I get the spirit of what you're saying, but also, like, I don't know, it's a beer cup, I just chugged it, like, I'd probably keep it that
way. Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's see. Will Smith. He likes smacking people,
yeah,
but he don't like cursing. I don't even know how this is much of a story, but it is. Like, look, listen, I used to listen to Will Smith, DJ Jesse Jeff,
mm-hmm,
or the Fresh Prince, right? And we liked it. But part of the reason I could listen to it all the time is that they didn't curse.
Exactly.
And some would call it kind of poppy rock or poppy rap, but I mean, he could rap and everything.
But it's absolutely poppy rap.
Right, but he was on with Letterman. My next guest needs no introduction, which, again, this was taped before the Oscars.
Okay.
But he was just saying when he was about 12, his grandfather or his grandmother found his first rap book. Couldn't even cuss well. He threw in some cuss words, blah, blah, blah. And then she wrote him a note that said, here, this will throw you off, too. What do you think his first name is?
William.
Willard.
Oh, Willard.
Oh.
Dear Willard. Truly intelligent people do not use words like that to express themselves. Please show the world you're as smart as we think you are. So he just kind of kept that and was like, well, as long as I'm rapping, mm-hmm, we're doing good. Like, I don't have to add curse words to it.
If you're doing good, why worry about it? If people like your recipe, don't change it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, too, with music, even comedy and TV shows, like, it just depends on the artist that's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of comedians I love who are filthy.
Sure.
There's some comedians who are almost too filthy, and I don't care for them. And then there's guys like...
Bob Gaffigan.
Right, or Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan, sorry, yeah.
Right, or Bob Gaffigan. Who's the other famous one? Brian Regan.
Right, okay. Doesn't cuss.
Like, no. I mean, we would sit... I remember me and Bernie, we would sit around...
Even Sinbad.
Right, and we would listen to
Bill
stuff
Cosby,
over.
Bill Cosby. You know, take away what we know of him, but as far as his comedy, he didn't cuss.
Correct.
And sold out everywhere.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Richard Pryor never cussed.
Right, Richard Pryor. So I think it just depends on the artist, who they are, and then if you like it or not.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think of Regan as just being family comedy. He says really good points that Gaffigan does.
He's very funny. It's weird how it works in comedy, though, right? So, you know, Bill Cosby shows get mad at Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor because they cuss too much. It's like, but they're doing a different style of comedy. That would be like Garth Brooks bitching about Metallica. you know, like, yeah, we're all musicians, man. You approach it one way, we approach it the other, and we're both doing fine.
Believe it or not, Jerry Seinfeld was great. 2 hours of stand-up, Paramount, never cussed. He was hysterical.
Well, it's the same way we see it with athletes, right? Like, and I get it. The NFL is a massive deal. They've done a great job of making us all obsessed with it all year round. But, like, for me, like, if the veterans aren't at volunteer OTAs.
You call it a volunteer.
Right. Like, I don't think that's that big of a deal. Like, people are like, does Aaron Rodgers care? He's not there. It's like, he's the two-time or the reigning two-time in a row league MVP. Like, I think he'll be okay.
Deb, you notice that year after year that he does not show up for this, he still has a remarkable season.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They're talking about Lamar today. You know, I'm a Ravens fan, so I'm reading about, like, he wasn't there. And so they talked to Mark Andrews, tight end. He goes, I talked to him today. He's not going to be here. He does not need to be here. This is voluntary. He doesn't need to be here.
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up because it's not exactly fun in Green Bay, Wisconsin. When you don't have to be there.
I think that has a lot to do.
Well, kind of like the cursing or not cursing, too. Like, he's been in the league that long. And then certain people, like, you know, I assume you'll agree with me. But, like, at the end of the day, like.
I disagree.
The main thing is to get the job done.
Get the job done.
Everybody might have a different process of how you get there. But it's like, all right, if you can get it done, get it done.
They asked Bill Belichick, what are you doing without an offensive coordinator? He's like, this is like a mini camp. We're mini camping. Like,
yeah,
what do you want this guy to do?
Right, because they were getting on him about
the sled again.
Exactly. Like, who's going to be
this? Is not plays and stuff. This is just kind of.
We don't have plays.
Right, exactly. Come on. This is kind of like running routes and things.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right. And it's like, they're pro athletes, man. Trust me. They're putting in the work.
Yeah, they're putting it in, yes.
Yeah. You can see who doesn't. I will say very quickly, speaking of sports, I don't know what the hell's the NBA, y'all are on drugs. I don't know how you can.
Yes, yes, they are, Ted.
Like,
well, I mean, yes.
They're just, the games aren't close. Like, at least the Golden State and Dallas had been kind of close, but last night, good for Dallas to get a game back, but not that exciting. And then hockey is the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, watch the playoff hockey. Last night was one of the craziest goals I've seen in the Battle of Alberta.
Dallas had to have one last night. So you knew that was going to happen, especially what happened in Texas. You knew that was going to go down that way. Question is, can they win
in Golden State?
Three more?
Oh, no, they're not going to win.
No, hell no. Hell no.
I just was shocked to see them blow them out. But also, that's human nature, too. Like, Golden State would have been like, we'll win it at home.
Right. That's cool, man.
You guys like Chicago?
You mean the city?
Just yes or no? Do you like Chicago?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, totally.
Well, watch NBC tonight so you can see the series finale of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Chicago, all those things?
All those things.
Everything Chicago tonight.
Hey, listen, if there's anything wrong with you in Chicago, NBC has you covered.
Golly. And they're always number one with that stuff, too. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man goes on a naked rampage armed with a for sale sign before kicking a cop in the head. Meanwhile, a body is found under a bush in the woods. In fact, it was just a sex doll, naked and spread.
Yeah.
Visitors in Yellowstone cause traffic jam watching elk wash his face R. Kelly style. Drug bust on Western Australian coast ensures that party will not last a while. And if you go to Walmart, pro tip, do not use these self-checkout scanners. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where a family outing turned into a nightmare. Temporarily. The family was out on a nice day when the father excused himself to answer the call of nature. While out near some bushes, the man spotted a body that had been stashed and immediately called the emergency line. Authorities arrived on the scene and made their way to the bushes where they found the discarded sex doll that had been mistaken for a dead body.
Dead sex doll.
Dead sex doll.
Is that not a punk band? The Dead Sex Dolls.
Dead Sex Dolls.
Who takes the sex doll out to the woods to plug it?
That's kind of...
You know what I mean? Like, just,
you're having sex with a balloon, dude.
Well, and then why
in the
would
woods.
Why would you discard it there?
That's why if I have a second, I'm keeping it.
Like, I've never used one. Are they just single use?
They didn't quit it, Mike.
I guess, you know.
Well, is it one of the inflatable ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I missed it. I was, it was just deflated.
It was just stashed in there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It might not have been deflated. It was just stashed underneath.
Yeah.
Which apparently a short amount of time under some bushes will actually make it look very realistic.
I don't know that anybody's ever used those for sex. It's always just been kind of a gag gift. Or,
fair enough.
In the circles that we travel in, you know damn what. That one out in the woods, I'm saying somebody's like, yeah.
Somebody started the trend.
I cuddled one once because somebody threw it in the bed with me when I was already kind of passed out.
Attaboy.
And then I'm so happy those pictures disappeared.
Or did they?
In other news, back to the pillar of intelligence known as Yellowstone. A group of people did the unthinkable and caused a massive traffic jam inside the park in order to get a good look at some elk in the area. But the main reason these folks were there for so long was this particular male elk was taking part in an annual mating tradition in which he douses himself with his own scent in order to attract females.
That's what I do.
In short, they caught him peeing on himself.
Mm-hmm. And that caused a traffic jam.
Park rangers broke up the gawkers by screaming at them to move along.
Again.
Did you see the picture of that guy?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's huge.
It's spectacular.
Miles is now going to look
I'll pull
picture.
It up for you.
There you go. Yeah. It's fantastic. A man in the UK somehow narrowly avoided jail time after a bad night. Officers got a call after he was wandering the streets drunk with a bottle of alcohol in his hand and his trousers around his ankles, following a pair of women around. That'll get you called on the cops every time. They eventually found him passed out on his nan's doorstep, as they say, and they roused him. That's when he turned violent, swearing at officers, kicking one in the head, and eventually arming himself with a for sale sign, and he was eventually subdued.
Oh, yeah, those for sale signs, man. That's so good. All right, now I'm watching this LP on itself.
Wait for it.
First, he's just calling out maybe a potential friend.
Yeah. Hey,
why does it look like he's in a parking lot?
Because he is.
That's kind of,
literally
that's
is.
What happens all over the place out there. Like, they just kind of wander wherever they need to go. Cars running through there all the time.
All right, he's getting up.
All right, let's get this done here.
If that works for you.
Face.
Hey, man, if that worked for dudes, I'd be doing it all the time.
I just don't know if it's that impressive. Like, I had a buddy that just got hammered once and did that at Crescent Lake.
So he's in Yellowstone.
He didn't cause a traffic jam or anything.
No. A ship's captain is being charged for bringing the party to Australia. Local police stopped a van that was carrying several bags of cocaine, and forensics investigation led them to a cargo ship that had made port in recent days. Police allege that the captain knowingly transported 320 kilos, $128 million worth of cocaine, to Western Australia, where the drugs were dumped in the ocean and retrieved by cohorts of a smaller vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to get a smaller vessel.
I need to go to Perth.
Ooh! The SS Guppy's on its way. Hell of a party.
Like, stop the fentanyl on the math. Let the coke go through.
Anything for us to place the company.
Party old school style, man. No one's dying tonight. It's just, maybe your penis doesn't work and you're not hungry, but no one's dying. Come on.
Oh, the sacrifices we make. A woman in Arizona has just been arrested for the first time in her 60s for shoplifting at Walmart. But she says she didn't even know that she was doing it. She claims that she had gotten her items from the store and went through the self-checkout. While on her way out, she was ambushed by two employees that rushed her to an interrogation room to let her know that she was being arrested for shoplifting. After reviewing the footage, the woman says that she made the simple mistake of forgetting to scan the items, remarking that employees handled the matter in a rude fashion. So.
What?
Right.
I mean, that's a tough call with old people sometimes, but they still commit crimes.
Exactly. Check your basket. And that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. See you tomorrow for Big Dummy and Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, more Men's Room up next with the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.